All right, let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sarah from Brookline.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Sarah, if you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ellen Pompeo will return to the role she stepped away from for at least seven more episodes with season 21 of this Shonda Rhimes hospital drama coming back. Name the show.
Grey's Anatomy.
Batman tops a poll of cartoon characters people would like to vote for president. He's followed by Lisa Simpson, Superman, and Velma from Scooby-Doo. What is the name of the van the gang rode around in on Scooby-Doo?
Oh, I know this one. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Question number three. 24 years ago today in 2000, this band released their debut album called Parachutes, and it featured the hit song Yellow. Name the band.
Oh, God.
We are not going to be friends, yeah. Sarah. The last two answers you got wrong are like core things that are important in my life. I know you're upset about that.
You put more pressure on her.
All right, question number four. Eddie Vedder says the illness that forced his band to cancel some shows almost felt like a near-death experience. He said, you just realize how precious life is. Name the band Eddie Vedder is the lead singer for.
Oh, God, you're not going to like me. I don't know this one either.
Question number five. Lea Dunham dropped out of the Polly Pocket movie because she wanted to make a movie that was all hers. Dunham is known for creating and starring in her own series on HBO. Name that series.
Oh, I don't have HBO either. God, this is not a good morning, but okay.
It happens like that sometimes. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Sarah from Brookline got one out of five.
Sarah Such. Sorry, I thought we were stopping. I had a lung left in me.
We're like the two last guys on the baseball field that one's not leaving till the other one leaves.
I was trying to time it with you, but you weren't making eye contact with me.
And I was trying to be you.
Oh, we're on the same page as always.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready? She got one right in case she didn't know. Ellen Pompeo will return to the role she stepped away from for at least seven more episodes when season 21 of this Shonda Rhimes hospital drama comes back. Name the show.
Grey's Anatomy.
Tie to one. Batman tops the poll of cartoon characters people would like to vote for president. He's followed by Lisa Simpson, Superman, and Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Lisa Simpson has my vote.
She'd be a phenomenal president.
Phenomenal.
What is the name of the van the gang rode around in Scooby-Doo?
The van?
Yes.
The Mystery Machine.
We haven't had a sax player in office since Billy Clinton, so vote for Lisa.
2-1, question number three. 24 years ago today in 2000, this band released their debut album, Parachutes, featuring the hit song Yellow. Name the band.
Coldplay?
3-1, question number four. Eddie Vedder says the illness that forced his band to cancel some shows almost felt like a near-death experience. He says, you just realize how precious life is. Name the band that he's lead singer for.
Pearl Jam.
4-1, question number five. Lena Dunham dropped out of the Polly Pocket movie because she wanted to make a movie that was all hers. Dunham, known for creating and starring in her own series on HBO, name that show.
Girls?
Wow. That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. 5-1. Any of those sound familiar, Sarah?
Yeah, the, obviously the Mystery Machine and Coldplay. No, no.
That's all right.
But we still had a good time.
It is just for fun, and you got yourself a pair of VIP Friends section tickets to see The Winter's Tale at Parkman Bandstand at Boston Common as a part of Shakespeare on the Common. Maybe you will see Kennedy down there.
When you go. Awesome.
So you enjoy those tickets. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sarah from Brookline, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Courtney from Winchester.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Living the dream, baby.
Always.
Always living the dream around here. Courtney, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You as well.
So you know how this works. We've got five pop culture trivia questions. Kennedy just left. She's going to go over into that other studio. She's not going to be able to hear any of the questions that we give to you or your answers. Then we'll bring Kennedy back in. Whoever gets the most right wins, okay?
For sure.
Question number one. Another Courtney. Courtney Love turning 60 years old today. Which deceased 90s rock star was she married to?
Kurt Cobain.
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial has officially begun. What is the name of the movie where the accident occurred on set?
Rust.
14 years ago today in 2010, Emily Blunt married John Krasinski in a private ceremony in Italy. They actually played a husband and wife in which 2018 movie where a family must live in silence to avoid mysterious creatures that hunt by sound?
A Quiet Place.
Today is National Pina Colada Day. Finish the lyric to this song.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga
and you have half a brain.
And question number five, Lainey Wilson revealed that her new song was inspired by her boyfriend saying, "The truth is, I write what I know. And I finally found a man worth writing about."
Get it, girl.
What is the name of the duet Lainey has with Jelly Roll?
Oh. I can hear it in my head. Hold on. 5 seconds.
Four. Three. Two.
Save me?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
When she said she needed 5 seconds.
Joe needed four.
Kennedy, welcome back.
I tried to hold it up.
Courtney from Winchester got 5 out of 5.
Get out.
Correct.
Okay.
Bad day to Bruce Sal's wallet.
All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense on the show.
It's what I hear.
We never have any suspenseful things or anything dramatic happening on the show. So I have to inject it into Can't Beat Kennedy.
Let's go.
Question number one. Courtney Love turned 60 years old yesterday. Which deceased 90s rock star was she married to?
Kurt Cobain.
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial has officially begun. What is the name of the movie where the accident occurred on set?
Rust.
14 years ago today in 2010, Emily Blunt married John Krasinski in a private ceremony in Italy. They actually played a husband and wife in which 2018 movie where a family must live in silence to avoid mysterious creatures that hunt by sound?
A Quiet Place.
Today's National Pina Colada Day. Finish the lyric to this song.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga.
If you... Oh, is it champagne or half a brain? If you have half a brain? I don't think I'm doing very well.
Lainey Wilson revealed that her new song was inspired by her boyfriend, saying, "The truth is, I write what I know. And I finally found a man worth writing about."
I love that.
What is the name of the duet Lainey has with Jelly Roll?
He played it at the concert.
I'm a no. You performed I know.
At. We played it three times this morning.
I know. Save something. Of saving someone. Save me. Oh, God, I did real bad.
All right, for question number one, you said Kurt Cobain. That's a good start.
Yeah.
For question number two, you said Rust.
Yeah.
That was correct.
I don't think from here on out I did very well.
Okay, you guessed A Quiet Place.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if it was or the.
Yeah. What'd you say? If you have half a brain.
If you have half a brain.
What was the other line you thought it was?
Something about champagne.
If you're into champagne.
Mm-hmm. No, you got it right. And question number five, you said Save Me.
You're right, Kennedy.
Look, I had three. I thought I got those three wrong.
You did
terrible.
Because
I do a circle if I think I'm wrong.
Yeah, you did awful. You only got five out of five right.
Oh, Courtney. Wow, girl.
So 5-5 is the final score. With the tie, Kennedy gets the win. However, because we know how it angers our boss, Sal, when we give away his millions, we are giving you the $100 anyway with a 5-5 tie. Congratulations, Courtney.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for playing.
Courtney, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Courtney from Winchester, and today I can be. No, I can't. I'm
not. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, let's play Can't Be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hello to Alyssa from Ashland.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I love alliteration, Alyssa from Ashland.
You're Dan.
Will you kick Kennedy out this studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
That didn't work, did it, Dan?
No.
Same to you.
A for effort.
Yeah. Sometimes you should just close the bomber doors and not try and drop the bomb. Save it for another day. So Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening on the show. You just have to answer more of these right than Kennedy to win the money. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Eminem has a new merch collaboration with White Castle. What is White Castle known for selling?
Mini hamburger.
Joe Rogan's new Netflix comedy special will be streamed live on August 3rd. What is the name of his sometimes controversial but very popular podcast?
It's coming to me. Like the Joe Rogan Experience?
Like a third eye on your forehead. Question number three. David Duchovny was in the running to play all three of the guys on Full House. Obviously, he didn't get any of the parts. He did end up getting the role of Special Agent Mulder in which show about agents investigating unsolved cases involving paranormal phenomenon?
The X-Files.
In leaked text messages, Kanye West says he may be retiring from music.
I wish he'd be retiring from talking.
Take a listen and name this Kanye West song.
You ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup.
We want prenup, yeah.
It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his.
Name the song.
Gold Digger.
Question number five. Will Smith is reportedly begging the Academy to end his 10-year Oscar ban for slapping Chris Rock. But some members still haven't forgiven him, and more importantly, neither has Chris. Smith actually won the Best Actor Oscar and gave a speech that same night after slapping Chris. Which movie did he win for? Great question.
He won for King Richard.
All right, let's get Kennedy.
Kennedy!
Wow. Do I need to make the questions harder?
I'm telling you, today has been a day. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Alyssa got 5 out of 5.
Ooh, all right, Dan.
Yeah.
That is two contestants today that have gotten 5 out of 5, and the other contestant got 4.
Sal's going to yell at me about his money.
The other contestant got a sooch.
What?
The other contestant got a sooch.
Oh, that's right. 4 wrong. Yeah, that's right. They got a sooch.
An anti-sooch. 4 wrong.
These are tough, Kennedy.
All righty.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong.
Go on.
Adds to the drama.
That's right.
Eminem has a new merch collaboration with White Castle. What is White Castle known for selling?
Square hamburgers. Sliders.
Joe Rogan's new Netflix comedy special will be streamed live on August 3rd. What is the name of Rogan's sometimes controversial but hugely popular podcast?
The Joe Rogan Experience.
David Duchovny was in the running to play all three guys on Full House. Obviously, he didn't get any of the parts, but he did end up getting the role of Special Agent Mulder in a show about FBI agents investigating unsolved cases involving paranormal phenomena. Name the show.
X-Files. The truth is out there.
In leaked text messages, Ye says he might be retiring from music. Take a listen and name this song.
Oh, dear. You ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his. That is Gold Digger.
Will Smith reportedly begging the Academy to end his 10-year Oscar ban for slapping Chris Rock. But apparently some members still haven't forgiven him. And more importantly, neither has Chris. Smith actually won the Best Actor Oscar and gave a speech that same night after slapping Chris.
Unreal.
What movie did he win for?
Ooh. Sir Richard?
Final answer?
Yep.
Lock it in?
Yep.
Phone a friend?
Nope.
50-50?
Nope.
Question number one, you said square hamburgers, hamburgers. Somebody texted and said belly bombs.
Oh, so good.
The Joe Rogan Experience, that is correct. Question number three, the X-Files. Yes, obviously. Answer number four is Gold Digger. And answer number five, you said Sir Richard. King Richard.
Oh!
Is the name of the movie. Alyssa from Ashland, let's go.
Oh my God, I can't believe I actually just beat Kennedy. I lose to you every single day in the car.
Well, like, look at you every now, day. Babe. Look
you
at
played
you
your
now.
Best when the lights came
oh my
on.
Goodness.
Like
let's
a champion.
Go.
Yep, here's what I want you to say, Alicia. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. I will take your money.
$200 today. He's going to be so mad at me.
You know, I'm the one that lost. He probably is going to bring it at me. But
all right. Well, congratulations.
Maybe I'll get
to
a little
you.
Bit of a
Alyssa,
pass
you got
today.
Yourself. Probably not.
But I have cancer. So.
But cancer. But money. Am I right, Sal? You have also won yourself four tickets to see Third Eye Blind July 13th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, so congratulations on that. Kennedy,
yo,
you have something to say to Alyssa?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Alyssa.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.